Mayor Villaraigosa said today that crime in Los Angeles has gone down 7 years in a row. That's unusual during an economic downturn. But the mayor said it puts Los Angeles in a great place to compete for economic stimulus money that's available to fight crime. There is about $4 billion up for grabs in the federal stimulus for public safety, including $1 billion to keep cops on the street.
Here in L.A., our police force has reached its largest size in history. Our streets are safer, and today President Obama is building on that legacy and renewing his pledge to the urban core.
Cities and counties across the country will have to compete for public safety dollars. The mayor said the public's recent commitment to law enforcement and infrastructure bodes well for Los Angeles County's slice of the stimulus pie.
We passed Measure R. We're growing our police department. We passed Measure Q. We passed Measure J. That's $50 billion worth of infrastructure investment. So we're not just going to the feds or the state with our handout. We're matching locally.
L.A. Police Chief Bill Bratton said next month the police force will reach an all-time high of more than 9,850 officers. Bratton said he hopes public safety money in the stimulus will allow him to add 1,000 more. Bratton and Villaraigosa said they will travel to Washington in March to fight for the public safety money. Asked how much of the $1 billion for new cops he would fight for, Villaraigosa said all of it. I'm Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.